9. The Unbound. The sound began as the promise of thunder. Lorgar raised his head just as the tortured sky went black. A gargoyle shape cast darkness across the clouded heavens, blasting wind downward from its beating wings. He saw it descending in a graceless spiral, but despite his eye lenses tinting to reduce the greasy glare of warp space, he could make out little detail in the figure's form. It struck the ground 100 meters distant, sending up a vast spray of powdery sand. The ground shuddered beneath Lorgar's feet, stabilizers in his armor's knee joints clicked and thrummed harder to compensate for the quake. Its wings rose first, huge, bestial black wings, the membranes between the muscles and bones as tough as old leather, cobwebbed by thick, pulsing veins. Scarred fur coated much of its body, while the rest of its bunched musculature was encased in great brass armor plating. Its horned head defied easy description. To Lorgar, it resembled nothing but the malicious features of old Terran's greatest devil spirit, the Satan, as seen in some of the oldest scrolls. It did more than tower over any mortal man. It stood above them as a colossus. Its fists, each the size of a legionary, gripped two weapons. The first, a lashing whip that thrashed of its own accord, sidewinding across the sands, and the second, an immense axe of beaten brass, its surfaces encrusted with dense metal runic scripture. It stalked from the crater it had made, each fall of its armored hooves sending tremors through the world's surface. The targeting reticules and streams of biological data across Lorgar's retinal displays offered no insight at all. One moment they listed details in a runic language the Primarch had never learned. The next they told him nothing was there. When he spoke, his voice was a breathless exhalation, crackling through the lowest frequency of his helm's vox grill.
"What in my father's name is that?"
Ingathel had slithered away while Lorgar stood rapt, yet it still heard his voice. Hunched upon itself, doubled over and leaking fluids from every orifice on its head, the demon's psychic sending was a weak stroke.
"The guardian of the throne of skulls, the Deathbringer, Lord of Bloodthirsters, first of Karnath's children, the avatar of war given form. In the mortal realm, it will come to be known as Angrath the Unbound. It is the revered champion of the Blood God, Lorgar, and it has come to kill you."
He opened his mouth to reply, but all sound was stolen in a tempest of breath as the creature roared. The scream was loud enough to disrupt the electronics in the Primarch's helm, causing his aural intakes and retinal displays to crackle with static. Lorgar tore the helmet free, choosing to breathe the thin air over fighting deaf and blind. His lungs reacted immediately, clenching like twin cores within his chest. The granite-grey helm fell to the sand by his boots. Fear didn't clutch at him, the way it would a mortal. He feared nothing but failure. Defiant irritation set his skin crawling, that the deities would test him this way. After all he had endured, after being the one soul to seek the truth, now this. Lorgar raised his maul, activating the generator in the haft. A rippling energy field bloomed around the weapon's spiked orb head, hissing and spitting in the wind. Sparks streamed away from its spines, like halogen rain. The demon thundered closer, step by step.
"This was never part of the great plan. You are not a duelist to match the lion. You are not a brawler to match Russ, nor a fighter to match Angron, nor a warrior to equal the Khan. You are not a soldier like Dorn, nor a killer like Kurz."
"Be silent, Ingathel."
"Karnath has violated the Accord. Karnath has violated the Accord. Karnath has..."
"I said to be silent, creature."
The winged demon roared again, its fanged maw wide, and the veins in its taut throat as thick as a man's thigh. Even braced against the gale, Lorgar was forced back several meters in a skidding slide over the gravel. The Primarch breathed a stream of Colchisian invective, and, as the stinking wind died down, he replied with a shouted challenge of his own. Before sanity could wrest control of his limbs, he was charging, boots pounding onto the red sand, his Crozius raised in both hands. The first blow struck with the force of a gunship falling from the sky, and with an impact of the same volume. The cleaving blade crashed against the golden maul, both weapons banging together and locking fast. Sparks sprayed from the elbow joints of Lorgar's armor as the muscle-mimicking servos overloaded and shorted out. But he did it. He blocked the first blow. In spiteful retaliation for the beast's presence, his Crozius kissed the axe's edge with leaping bolts of electrical force. With a cry that wouldn't have shamed a feral world carnosaur, the Primarch hurled the bloodthirster's axe backwards in a heaving shove and brought his warhammer to fall on a downstroke, smashing into the creature's knee. At the moment of connection, faster than mortal reactions could process, the weapon's power field protested at the kinetic treatment and burst outwards in a blast of force. Something in the demon's leg cracked with the wet rip of a tree trunk falling. First blood. Lorgar was already scrambling back, stumbling over the quaking sand, when the lash found his throat. The spiked coils bit as they wrapped tight, turning the trial of breathing into an absolute impossibility. In the panicked rush of distorted senses, he saw the creature driven to one knee, its back-jointed bull legs bent in submission. The Primarch's first blow had near crippled it. Had he been able to take in any air, he'd have roared in exultation. Instead, he crashed to his knees, clawing at the serpentine weapon encircling his shoulders and throat. One arm was pinned to his body by the lash's wrapping caress. The other clutched and pulled, dragging the whip off in a mess of snarling armor joints. For a flickering, red-stained moment, he remembered a painting in his father's palace, a restored oilwork of an oceanic sailor, in the era when Terra had possessed such large bodies of water, entangled by a kraken sea monster. Lorgar heard the bloodthirster's wings rattling, felt the force of more wind as they beat again. Another acidic spurt of panic knifed through his thoughts. The demon sought to take off and drag him into the sky with it. He rolled into the whip, trapping himself further for the chance to tear his Crozius from the fist wedged against his body. The lash around his throat squeezed in leathery embrace, freed of all resistance now. As he was dragged across the sand towards the demon, Lorgar hurled his maul one-handed with a strangled cry and the last of his strength. It struck the bloodthirster's face with the juicy crack of shattering bone, silencing the victory roar that had been brewing in the beast's lungs. Fangs clattered down onto the Primarch's armor in a discolored enamel hail. One sliced his cheek open with a daggerish fall of a stalactite. Had he been able to breathe, he'd have laughed, but pulling himself free of the slackened whip was enough. Lorgar's first three steps carried him to his Crozius. Numb fingers slapped onto the hammer's haft, and he hauled it back into his grip. He turned in time to catch a face full of sprayed blood and spit, shaken from the demon's broken maw. It stung his skin, even as he wiped it away. The rest ate into his armor with hissing, smoking slowness. "Let this be finished," he bared his teeth, unaware how his expression reflected the demon's. For a wonder, it replied through its broken jaws and architecture of cracked teeth. Its voice was pulled right down from the thunderheads colliding above.
"All the strength in the flesh, and the bitter caress, and the taste of blood on my tongue."
He knew those words. He knew them well. Perhaps the beast had intended them as a distraction. Perhaps it was channeling mockery straight from the mouth of a god. Either way, Lorgar met the next attack with a laugh. The bloodthirster's axe crashed against his swinging maul. One of the weapons shattered with the same ease as the demon's teeth. Metal debris burned in the air, flickering with ghost-white fire, before clattering across the sand. Lorgar advanced, his maul still raised.
"You quote my homeworld's holy scrolls to me. Is even this moment supposed to be a lesson? Even this?"
The demon's wings snapped out at full reach, darkening all view of the horizon. The display sent the fetid, spicy reek of spoiled meat emanating afresh from its pinions. It wasn't finished. It wasn't even close. It needed no axe when it bore such claws. It never needed to walk when it possessed those wings. But it was bleeding now, and Lorgar's disquiet had long since burned away in the wind. He didn't fear the thing. Every broken fang heralded triumph, as did every droplet of molten brass blood running from its black gums and each grinding crackle from its shattered knee.
"I will not die here,"
the Primarch promised the demon. The bloodthirster's answer was to roar again. This time it threw the Primarch from his feet, sending him tumbling across the rocky ground. Dull snaps sounded from beneath his armor. Jagged spurts of pain pinched inside his chest. Even the fiber cable cushioning wasn't enough to prevent broken bones. He crashed to rest against a jutting rock, and in dragging himself back to his feet, he caught sight of Ingathel. Its warmish form coiled as it crouched in the sand. Cracked ribs stole the strength of his voice, rendering it a wheeze.
"Help me, you spineless bitch!"
Ingathel slithered away, chittering with frightened laughter, leaving a thick sidewinder trail in the red dust.
"You die next!"
Lorgar breathed at its retreating back. That, too, was a promise. But Ingathel could wait. Thumbing the trigger brought his Crozius back to electric life, just in time to fall under the shadow again. Sonic booms rent the air with each thrash of the whip. Its lashing impact carved ravines in the sand, canyons Lorgar rolled to avoid, while desperately evading each strike. Each breath brought fresh pain to his broken bones. Each inhalation was strife in the thin atmosphere. Another rift in the rocky sand yawned to the side as he weaved away from the touch of the lash. It split the ground with a thunderclap, throwing him off balance again, beyond the means of armor stabilizers to adjust for. The demon's immense hand, deprived of its axe, reached a clutch at the prone Primarch, and Lorgar reacted purely by instinct. He raised his hand to meet the downward grasp, little caring how his eyes burned and streamed with psychic fire. The great red fist crashed against a psychic barrier, knuckles crackling like loose gravel. Lorgar struck. The Crozius sang its tempestuous song, thudding against the curled claws and pulverizing the black iron bones beneath its flesh. Blood sprayed from the split skin, splashing molten brass across the Primarch's gauntlets and chestplate. The whip lashed back, snake keen and vicious. It spiraled around his arm and Crozius, biting with barbs. Lorgar staggered, his armor joints whining at the sudden harsh movements as the wounded demon pulled him closer. Its breath hit him in another rancid blast, though the creature didn't roar. It was done with such displays. As Lorgar leaned back, boots scraping across the sands, he could see the beast's intentions all too easily. Its jaws were already falling open, offering up broken fangs as a weapon where an axe and whip had failed. In the past, he'd imagined his death more often than he cared to admit, wondering if it would come in the distant cold of a deep void battle or the burning warmth of a blade to the back. Despite their vaunted immortality, despite the invulnerability bred into their bones, a Primarch was still a being of flesh and blood. One of Angron's snorted witticisms came back to him in those moments Lorgar mused over mortality. If something bled, it could be killed.
"Everything bleeds, Lorgar,"
his brother's words, cutting right to the quick, even years after they were first uttered. Tanks bled fuel and coolant. Aliens bled blood and ooze. Angron had never stood upon a battlefield and failed to apply his own brand of tortured logic to the conflict. Lorgar hauled back against the drag, succeeding in doing nothing beyond pulling the coiled lash tighter. The demon's clumsy, shattered hand reached for his torso, and the Primarch's kick crunched into its thumb, mangling it further. With a roar, it lifted him from the ground. In the time it took to spit a curse, the beast snapped its jaws on his free arm, cracked incisors scraping across the ceramite. Melted brass droplets dripped from the creature's bleeding gums. He was not used to pain, at least not physical agony. The pressure constricting his arm was incomparable to anything else he'd experienced. Ceramide split in metallic rips, threatening the sealed integrity of his armor plating. Something in his elbow clicked, then crunched, then snapped entirely. The fist at the end of his arm fell loose, the fingers relaxing, no longer obeying his mind's impulses. With a fury even his brother Angron would have admired, the Primarch wrenched his Crozius free with a final scream. The hammerhead crashed against the bloodthirster's temple in a cacophony of breaking bone, shattering its cheek, eye socket, and the hinge of its jaw. The grip relaxed immediately, dropping the Primarch to the sand. He landed hard, heaping more abuse on his ruined arm, but kept a grip on his power maul. With a roll through the beast's stampeding hooves, Lorgar struck the creature's other leg, smacking a blow right against the thing's kneecap. This time, the crack of splitting bone was enough to cause him to wince even through his own pain. The bloodthirster howled as it fell, crippled, to the sand. Worthless legs stretched out behind it. Before the wings could even beat twice, Lorgar vaulted its back, boots clinging tight to the leathery flesh, and pummeled a single strike to its ridged spine. Another tectonic crackle heralded the demon's backbone giving way for good. One wing ceased its ignoble flapping, slapping against the sand and twitching with spasms. The Primarch hammered its club hands aside as they reached back, deforming the fingers beyond use. Only then did he move around to face it once more, meeting its fevered, bleeding eyes. The blood running from its maw was already cooling in the sand, fusing its jaw to the ground. A nasty smile colored his lips. "What did you learn from this?" he asked the creature. It snuffed at him, almost dumbly bestial, but for the enraged sentience drowning in its eyes. Even crippled and broken, it sought to drag itself forward, as if the Primarch's very life was some intolerable insult. "Rage without focus is no weapon at all," Lorgar raised his Crozius. "Take this lesson back to the Blood God." For the second time, his hammer fell, butchering the incarnated essence of a god.